However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And it's 11:01 Central Time, where we are here on this Friday, and I've got a copy of the book right here. It's Midnight in America. Confront Fear and Embrace Courage as the Final Hour Approaches. This is by Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller. We had him on the show yesterday. We have a new book affiliate out. It's called Christian Book. It carries Pastor Phil's book. All right. The book is linked on our guest schedule. So what you have to do is go online and click on the link to purchase when you get to the guest schedule, and we'll get a small commission for the show. If you do not have internet, call us, 877-817-9829. We can place the order for you. The book is currently 40% off. You can buy it for $11.99. This book right here, for those of you watching, all right? And we get a little something-something to keep us on the air. We need to do that. We're also offering 10% off OptiVita products and 10% off head-to-toe calcium bentonite clay. Sale prices are marked on both those products. And, of course, if you spend $300, you get $20 off your order for Strauss Naturals, a North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout. And so a lot of people are calling, and they basically say the phone rings and rings. Nobody answers or calls them back. And, of course, we can't call you back if you don't leave us a message. So please do that if you can't get through. We'll call you back, right? So we get everything taken care of. The prayer request is at thepowerhour.com. Click the community tab, and there it is. If you're not sure what we offer because you don't have internet, call us, 877-817-9829. Get the Power Mall catalog, and you're in good shape. We also have a newsletter tab, which we post on our website. And, of course, you can just go to thepowerhour.com and click that. You can also subscribe for product updates and promotions by going to the Power Mall and clicking the newsletter tab, thepowermall.com. Justin Noble joins us at the top of next hour. Book is called Petroleum 238, Big Oil's Dangerous Secrets and the Grassroots Fight to Stop It. Interesting how this works. All right. We have a couple of late-breaking news stories here. I'm just getting some stuff that Dennis Kucinich, that name ring a bell? He has a sheer post out that says America prepares for global war and restarts the draft for 18 to 26-year-olds. This is new. Dennis Kucinich is writing this on his Substack, and we got a copy of it. Our government is planning a big draft conscripting millions of young Americans for an even bigger war. And, of course, Kucinich is writing, I call your attention to a Democratic amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act, which is the NDAA, which was slipped into the almost $1 trillion Pentagon war spending bill by voice vote in the House Armed Services Committee. And what they did was, this is a Democratic amendment to H.R. 8070, the NDAA, Section 531, Selective Service System, Automatic Registration, Section 3A1. Except as otherwise provided in this title, every male citizen of the United States and every other male person residing in the United States. Did you get that? All those people that came across our border, those military age men, oh, have they got a plan for you? It says, except as otherwise provided in this title, every male citizen of the United States and every other male person residing in the United States between the ages of 18 and 26 shall be automatically registered under this act by the director of the Selective Service System. The amendment is in the NDAA legislation. There's no pending amendment to strip it from the bill. So when it passes as early as this week, Congress is going to have taken steps to make automatic conscription, or the draft, law of the land. Why an automatic draft? Well, members of Congress and the president have an obligation to explain to the American people to which foreign land will their sons and perhaps their daughters be sent to die. The U.S. has been on a continuous state of emergency September 11, 2001, which provides a president with over 100 powers he would not normally ordinarily have. Notwithstanding, the automatic draft provision will go into effect in a year. The presidential order invoking emergency powers or in an act of Congress could readily move millions from their civilian lives to the front lines of a war. There is no other conceivable reason to require more than 16 million American males to be automatically registered for the draft other than to prepare for a large-scale war. This is what they're counting on. Yes, there are people out there. You know, 1.9 million Americans were conscripted during the Vietnam War. Total of 8.7 million Americans served during the course of the Vietnam War, according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, include married men who were subject to the draft by presidential order. Of the 58,220 U.S. service fatalities in Vietnam, 17,671 were draftees. So understand how that works. That's new news just coming in. So we got to prepare for that. Now, I know there are some of you out there that are looking at certain podcasts and various other things, whether they're trying to sell you something or not. And they're talking about the fact that Newsom, and this is something Kevin from Ohio brought up, is that Newsom was going to be, Biden was going to wait till just before the Democratic National Convention. He was going to announce his election decision not to run again, like Johnson did back in 1968. Interrupted primetime TV. Well, I'm not going to seek the presidency of the United States of America. Lady Bird, take off your boots and get into bed and we'll talk about it. Yep. History repeats itself. And what do you think? You think Poopy Pants is going to check out? You think he's going to say, you know what? I'm doing this for the good of the country and because of my health issues and yada, 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 yada. And see, he will basically serve out the balance of his term. And if anything happens after November election, if he doesn't get reelected up until January 20th, if anything happens to him, then Kamala will serve as the first female president of the United States for a couple of months until the new president kicks in. And, of course, you know, some of these pundits out there are saying it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Anybody that would vote for that guy, that's the devil incarnate. But he's been acting like he's running for president, doesn't it? I mean, he's been to China. He's been all over the place. Been to London, been to D.C. multiple times, visited the White House. What do you think he did that? He thinks that they're going to nominate him. And then Jim Rickards, who is a former operative, intelligence officer that's been collecting data, is basically insinuating that the Democratic Party will more than likely cheat in the election. So for those of you that, you're thinking about that, there's nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. And of course, there are those of you out there, the naysayers, that are saying there isn't going to be an election this year because something will critically happen. Something will happen. It will be a major false flag event. Oh, yeah. In addition to those out there that think Trump and Biden, those aren't the real Trump and Biden, that they are dummies to be made to look like, and all you had to do is just look at the wrinkles on the back of the neck when they were in Ireland, and oh yeah, that was a mask. You know, oh, they were executed at Gitmo. Oh, they were, I mean, everybody's got a reason. Everybody's got an excuse. Everybody's got a conspiracy theory. Some people have actually created tinfoil hats. Maybe I should create one and wear it on the show just for, you know what, and giggles. yeah, like I said, you can't believe everything you hear, and with AI out there creating more and more of this stuff. I mean, literally, you can go out and literally create a video that says anything you want to say. And what they're trying to do is to make it look like anything that's got AI or produced with AI, you have to disclose it. So, like I said before, you're not going to know what to believe in the future because of this. All because of digital. Oh, yeah, we got so much more than that. I gotta skip the world headlines for the moment. I want to go down to a couple of other important news stories. Alex Jones. There is a hearing today in Houston. That's why I want to bring it up. Sandy Hook families want to seize Alex Jones's social media accounts in his bankruptcy, saying that conspiracy theorists' frequent posts to fans are a key part of the InfoWars business being liquidated to pay Jones' debts. So they want to take over the website. He has filed for bankruptcy protection 17 months ago and has given up on trying to reach a settlement that would reduce the $1.5 billion he owes to the relatives of 20 students and six staff members killed in the mass shooting at Sandy Hook in 2012 in Connecticut. Jones and the Sandy Hook families now agree Jones's assets should be liquidated in bankruptcy, but the families on Wednesday asked the bankruptcy judge in Houston to take control of his JonesX.com account and prevent him from using it to promote new business ventures. I sometimes wonder about the rationale. If they want to get their money, why would they shut those off? If he's promoting new business ventures and they want to keep getting paid, let him do it and then go attack it. Just monitor his website and then go attack it for whatever money he can get out of it. They're asking the judge to make clear that the @RealAlexJones account on X, formerly known as Twitter, will be among the assets turned over to a court-appointed trustee in charge of liquidating Jones's assets because they are now converting it to a Chapter 7 liquidation. The judge overseeing Jones's bankruptcy has ruled that most of the debt is going to survive after a liquidation because it resulted from willful and malicious conduct. Jones has estimated he's got less than $12 million in assets, meaning he will carry an enormous legal debt even after InfoWars and all of his other assets are sold. The Sandy Hook families intend to continue collection actions against Jones's future income and pursue additional payments from Jones's wife, father, employees, and other associates to whom Jones allegedly diverted assets. So, Jones has already said, I've already sold everything but my house, which that is protected under the homesteading laws in Texas. I'm down to my last moves on this. On his June 7th broadcast, he said InfoWars is overrun and will be completely worthless without him. He encouraged listeners to buy products from Dr. Jones Naturals to support his future and make sure he can continue to broadcast after the shutdown of InfoWars. You see, that's the thing. You've heard the old saying, you can't squeeze blood out of a stone, right? Well, if these people commandeer his X account and all of his other social media so he can't start up any more businesses, well, then he doesn't have to. You know, like I said, what are you going to do? You can't take his personal residence away. That's protected under Texas homestead law. So, whether the debt survives or not, you can't squeeze blood out of a stone. And as long as he's got 2 feet and a heartbeat, he's going to continue on. Whether people deem him to be controlled opposition or not, Because, you know, that's going around, too. I'm not slamming Alex. I like the guy. Been on his show multiple times, and we've already clarified that. You can go to YouTube and type in Dave Krieger on Alex Jones, and that stuff will pop up. So, you know, I've been to the facility that they're trying to liquidate. But now they want to take his website. I mean, a lot of this stuff does not make sense. These people just want vengeance. That's what they want. So the judge today is going to decide about the conversion to a Chapter 7 liquidation. And that will enable Sandy Hook families to enforce their judgments now and into the future while depriving Jones of the ability to inflict mass harm, as he's done for some 25 years, according to the Sandy Hook family's attorney, Chris Mattei. Or Mattei, whatever you want to call him. Anyway, so Jones will find a way to exist because he is one of those types that likes to get the word out. End of story. That's how it works. In the Second Amendment category, a federal judge has overturned the ATF's pistol brace rule. The jackbooted fascist thugs lose again. This would be U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor in Dallas ruling the ATF's rule treated roughly 99% of pistols fitted with the braces as short-barreled rifles, violated the Administrative Procedures Act procedural requirements because it was not a logical outgrowth of the proposed version of the rule. They find the adaptation of the final rule was arbitrary and capricious. The judge said, first, the defendants didn't provide a detailed justification for the reversal of the agency's longstanding position. And second, the final rule standards are impermissibly vague. The plaintiffs in this case are two individual members of the Firearms Policy Coalition and the Maxim Defense and FPC. FPC President Brandon Combs said the ATF had lawlessly acted to turn millions of gun owners into felons. The latest headline out of the court just happened. The Supreme Court has just ruled in favor of the challenge to a federal ban on bump stock devices that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly like machine guns, dealing a setback to another firearms restriction, this time one enacted under Republican former President Trump. The ruling was 6-3. Over a dissent by the court's three liberal justices, upheld a lower court's decision siding with Michael Cargill, a gun shop owner and gun rights advocate from Austin, Texas, who challenged the ban by claiming the U.S. agency improperly interpreted a federal law banning machine guns as extending to bump stocks. A lot of these people don't understand how these firearms are constructed, and they make stupid statements. I mean, half of Congress, Thomas Massey's already embarrassed a lot of members of Congress because they don't understand how guns work. All they know is they just want to get rid of them. And for what purpose? So we can't defend ourselves. So, you know, when they get vague and ambiguous like this, machine guns are weapons that can automatically fire more than one shot by a single function of the trigger. See, the M16, which I used when I was in the service during NAM, is one such weapon. Now, it can be converted by the flip of a switch to semi-automatic, which means one squeeze of the trigger, one shot. Or you can flip it up to automatic fire. You flip the switch, you squeeze the trigger, and you go 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, and you let up. Because literally, if you sit there and just hold on to that trigger and empty the weapon, there is a likelihood the weapon will jam, and then you'll be stuck trying to clear it. And when you have to pull the magazine out from the M16 and slam on the slide function to try to clear the weapon and get whatever is jammed in there, usually the shell of the round that you just ripped, that takes time. You could be dead by then. That's why we do a three count when we learn to shoot this thing. I did qualify as an expert. I have the badge to prove it. So I can take out targets at 300 meters. So when I see stuff like this go down and I see the jackbooted fascist thugs making rules like this, I cringe, like most of you probably are. It's kind of sad when we all have to worry about our government trying to take away our rights, which, by the way, are naturally God-given rights. Okay, now we'll move up to world news. Putin issues fresh demands to end the new Ukraine war. This new ultimatum comes as foreign envoys meet in Switzerland to discuss a Western-led peace plan. Putin has demanded that Kyiv cede more land, withdraw troops deeper inside its own country, and drop its NATO bid in order for him to end his war in Ukraine. His fresh ceasefire demands were issued as envoys from more than 90 countries, including Ukraine, convened in Switzerland over the weekend to discuss a Western-led peace plan. Russia is not invited to the conference. Putin's remarks on Friday are likely to have been timed as a spoiler to the summit. But see, in the meantime, like Kucinich was just saying, they want to have mandatory conscription in the United States because they're going to send your sons and daughters off to war. Take that as a warning. I'd be on the phone calling Congress going, what the hell are you people doing? Somebody needs to file an amendment to challenge that provision. We need to eliminate the automatic conscription. And of course, NATO is creating land routes or routes, whatever. You call it tomato, I call it tomato. Land routes for U.S. troops to stop Russian invasion into Europe. What is NATO doing that for? Well, Business Insider continues to regurgitate the Telegraph's news cycle, citing unnamed officials that NATO is busy setting up corridors on land that U.S. soldiers and military vehicles would use in the case of a Russian invasion in Europe. Operation Mockingbird, perhaps. Under the plan, U.S. soldiers would land at one of five key ports in the Netherlands, Greece, Italy, Turkey, and Norway before being sent along established routes to counter Russian attacks, the officials said. Yeah. Now ask yourself why no one wants to put their name on this as a source. They don't want to name the source, but you got Telegraph out there. You got Business Insider out there and a bunch of other people regurgitating this crap. It's nothing more than rope-a-dope. But then when you look at what they're doing here in this article versus what's in the NDAA that they're about to pass that would allow automatic conscription for 18 to 26 year olds, of men living in this country, including U.S. citizens. Man, if I were these military-aged men, I'd turn around and hightail it out of the United States while I had a chance. You're about to be conscripted. No wonder if they like that idea. Oh, they'll send them over there to get wiped out. You watch. See, once they get themselves established on here, if they destroy key things inside Russia, and there is a limited nuclear holocaust, Putin will target all the military bases where all these tens of thousands of soldiers are hanging out and irradiate them into oblivion. But yet nobody thinks about that. He has nukes. They've already said it. Everybody calls it saber rattling. Ah, don't worry about it. He's not going to do anything. You don't know that. He's going to do what it takes to send a message, even if it means wiping out a few bases over there in Europe. And then, of course, we got those submarines like the Kazan, nuclear-powered, and all those nukes inside that sub hanging off the coast of Florida over in Havana. Yep. So, yeah, I understand why nobody wants to put their name on this as a news source. All this is part of the propaganda to get us all prepared for what is to come. They want to have a world war because they think that the economy is going to get better. Wrong. When you have a sucky economy in the first place, having a war doesn't help. Not unless you're invested in defense contract stocks, like most of Congress probably is. They know it's coming. They get the inside track. And you wonder why we have all these corrupt people going into Congress and making themselves rich. And they sit there and they criticize our Supreme Court justices for being given gifts and paid vacations and advances on books, while these morons get elected to Congress and go out and do all sorts of fundraising, get money put into their trust accounts by lobbyists, get manipulated by the insiders in deep state, and get bribed. And they're making money, yet they can sit there and point a finger at an independent part of our system of checks and balances. Oh, you got to love that. And now we've got, oh, you think this is another episode of Game of Thrones? Israeli soldiers facing Hezbollah. Have you ever heard of the medieval type of weapon called a trebuchet? It's kind of like those catapults that lob fireballs. Oh, yeah. Israeli troops, nothing better to do. Hey, let's make a trebuchet and lob balls of fire over the wall near the Israeli border with Lebanon, apparently to clear brush. Yeah, trebuchets drop a heavy weight to propel a long-throwing arm with a sling assembly on the end, have considerably longer range and better accuracy than the older catapult designs. They were regarded as such a marvel of technology in their day that trebuchet engineering had substantial influence on the study of physics across the span of centuries. Some physics and engineering classes still construct trebuchets to demonstrate various principles, using modern materials and technology to improve the design is a niche hobby. Gee, I wonder if you can make one of those with your 3D printer. Yeah, just like Game of Thrones, man, I'm telling you. Yep. Wow. Well, the G7 leaders have agreed to unlock all those frozen Russian assets as collateral for Ukraine's $50 billion loan. Yeah, good luck getting it paid back. Nah. Project Veritas, by the way, has released a report entitled Stupid Amounts of Money Being Spent on Mistakes in Ukraine. No, gee, that's interesting. The timing is just impeccable. Everyday Americans face ongoing economic challenges and sky-high inflation at home. A current country coordinator for the U.S. State Department stated in Project Veritas undercover recording that most Americans aren't aware of the stupid amounts of money flowing from U.S. taxpayers to Ukraine. Billions, he admits, used to prop up the Ukrainian electrical grid and pay handsome salaries. Yep, we're past the two-year mark over there now. Billions of U.S. foreign aid supporting Ukraine, they say, is well spent, according to the State Department. However, Daniel Fitzgerald, who spent nearly 2 years in office of foreign assistance for the U.S. Department of State, disclosed U.S. funds are going to fund the entire Ukrainian government and half their electrical grid. As he puts it, quote, stupid amounts of U.S. money, unquote, is used just to keep the lights on. Fitzgerald shared that mistakes have been made in Ukraine and that some U.S. funds are unaccounted for, concerning admission about a nation with a long history of institutional corruption. A January report from the Pentagon showed the Department of Defense failed to track more than $1 billion in military aid to Ukraine, leaving questions as to where it all ended up. Oh, yeah. Fitzgerald said the State Department is now fast-tracking the hiring of additional U.S. Foreign Service officers to go to Ukraine to look after the funds. These officials will make stupid amounts of money only to return to the U.S. to buy homes and do whatever you want. War appears to be lucrative for a few select Americans. See what I mean? Stupid amounts of money. What are we getting paid for? He really couldn't say. Nobody could. We'll be back to take your phone calls after these important messages from the Power Mall. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regarest while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regarest keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regarest in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regarest from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regarest, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
In these uncertain times, with the threat of electromagnetic pulse, potential fallout from nuclear power plant disruptions, as well as direct exposure from electromagnetic frequencies from your home's smart meter and electrical circuitry, your life has become radioactive in more ways than one. That's why North American Urban Spice created Nuke Protect, which supports the thyroid and your adrenals with natural potassium iodide. With premium-sourced selenium and antioxidant support more potent than blueberries, Nuke Protect supports immune health with a blend of wild oregano, rosemary, cumin, Atlantic-sourced kelp, raw chaga powder, and wild rose coriaria. Nuke Protect is even safe for pets. You and your loved ones need to get prepared for this sad eventuality and stock at least 4 bottles of Nuke Protect for every member of your family. Get Nuke Protect today at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, are we here on this Friday? And Florida is still getting pelted by rain. South and West Florida is still under a state of emergency as the severe rainstorm has caused severe flooding in certain parts of Miami-Dade, Broward, Collier, Lee, and Sarasota counties. High water vehicles have been strategically deployed in and around the city, Fort Lauderdale officials said. And they are encouraging people to avoid driving. That's how bad it is. National Weather Service in Miami warning southern Florida could experience up to 4 to 6 inches of rainfall. Even today, Yeah, into the weekend. Damages right now estimated to exceed $1 billion. Biden says he's not going to commute his son's sentences. That's what he said. Well, it probably won't be him. If Biden drops out, like we said, and the new person comes in and Kamala comes in, she'll probably pardon Uncle Joe and Hunter and everybody so that none of them ever, you know, they get away with all their crimes. That's according to Jim Rickards. That's not me. I'm not predicting that. We don't know what to think because this government cannot be trusted. They are dishonest at every turn. Southern Baptists vote on women pastors' rule and reject that. Narrowly rejected a proposal to ban churches with female pastors. And they also have rejected in vitro fertilization as well. We'll move into economy and business here in just a second. First, we go to the phone lines. Eric in Missouri, thanks for holding. How are you?
Well, you brought up about the automatic draft pool.
Yeah.
Well, you got to learn the meaning of the words. You said United States. You know, that sounds like the corporation. So I would like to think that. Well, yeah, but most of us check boxes along the road that we were U.S. citizens, and that gives us privileges instead of rights.
That's right.
So you better get someone on here to explain it to our. I got a son that's 26, but a lot of your listeners probably just have grandsons about draft age. Maybe a Social Security number isn't so important now. You may get some benefits and privileges down the road, but you got to do what they tell you, you know?
That's right. Well, and I've got some news about your Social Security number and everything else that's going on in surveillance state, believe it or not. The Commerce Department, this is interesting. I'll get your take on it, Eric, as long as you're on the phone. Federal guidelines have already been secretly adopted for a digital ID program that will start off as voluntary, but only the most gullible Americans would believe that it's anything but temporary. This is a creation of a national digital ID for all Americans is well underway. The first group of citizens to be coerced into accepting a digital ID will be those receiving public benefits like government health care, veterans, Social Security, low-income welfare. They'll all be fair game for digital IDs. Yeah. It's a little-known program. NIST.
Whenever it says benefits, it's not a right. It's what they're going to give you if you do what they tell you.
Yeah, that's right. So they have digital. So, they've already adopted a set of digital identity guidelines. So that means that anybody that's got, I mean, we're talking about surveillance state en masse here. Anybody that has any kind of benefit, you know, I mean, but look at it this way, too. Is not going and getting mail in your mailbox a benefit? Is that, I mean, you go to the mailbox and you just expect the postal lady to deliver mail. Somebody's got to get paid. I know the post office is its own private corporation, but still, could you consider it a public benefit?
Well, mail, I think, is actually a corporation that we still have a post office.
No, it is. I just said
that. People know how to use it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but apparently you can still mail a stamp for 3 cents if you know how to address it, non-domestic and all that stuff. But the U.S. mail routes, that's a federal corporation. But I think the post office and sending a letter, I don't know if that's the right word for it, is still available separate from this corporation that you're talking about. But
I thought maybe you could find some guests that
know how to explain it.
We'll make notes of that and look into it and see if we can. I appreciate it. Thanks. Brady in Arizona, what say you?
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You were talking about Vlad and what he wanted for a peace deal. He said he wanted to still denazify the Ukraine. He wanted to demilitarize the Ukraine. And one thing, he didn't want any more expansion of NATO onto his borders. And in response, what does NATO do? They just say, as of today, they're going to create a base now in Slovakia, Romania, and Poland, and that's where their arms are going to be funneled through. You just heard where they were going to bring their troops through Norway. But the biggest thing is they took off the ban on arming the Nazi regime called the Azov Battalion that I've been warning you about for about 2 years now.
Yep, I saw that.
And today, and they're negotiating a peace deal. I don't think they're negotiating a peace deal over there, all these countries together. They're discussing a war plan.
So of course they are.
It has nothing to do with peace.
Yep. I get that. And I appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks. Moving on to the economy, Adam Data is reporting that last month's U.S. foreclosure market report shows that there were 32,621 U.S. properties with foreclosure filings, default notices, scheduled auctions, or bank repos, up 3% from a month ago, but down 7% from a year ago. I know that may not sound like much. Oh, only 32. Yeah, except if you're one of them. Nationwide, one in every 4,320 housing units had a foreclosure filing in May. States with the highest foreclosure rates, New Jersey, Illinois, Delaware, Connecticut, and Florida. Among the 224 metro statistical areas with a population of at least 200,000, those with the highest foreclosure rates last month, Longview, Texas, Trenton, New Jersey, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Lakeland, Florida, and Bakersfield, California. Those metro areas with a population of greater than a million with the worst foreclosure rates last month, Chicago, Philly, Riverside, California, Jacksonville, and Las Vegas. Lenders started the foreclosure process on 22,385 U.S. properties last month. States that had the greatest number of foreclosure starts last month, Florida, Texas, California, Illinois, and New Jersey. Just so you know, renters of an Airbnb in North Carolina decided they were going to squat. They set up a sign outside saying they were going to stay without paying the host in the latest incident of squatting. Frizana Rahman says she's losing income from her rental. She depends on it. She's got a kid going to college. Says, I think they're just trying to gain time to stay there for free because they haven't paid, according to what she told the TV station there. She said the squatters told her cleaning lady to get out. They answered the door and said, no, we haven't moved out. Should I come tomorrow? The cleaning lady said, no, don't come back at all. They put up a sign claiming they were legal residents, threatening to press charges against the owner of the property. No trespassing. We'll vacate the property when you file the proper paperwork with the civil magistrate for an eviction, for we're legal residents of this house, read the sign. Of course, what'd she do? She has a hearing coming up, an eviction hearing. The average Airbnb rental costs about $184 a day. That is what she is about losing, and it's wasting her time, her energy, and it's stressing her out, according to what she says. So she has the she's filed for the eviction process to begin as a court date set, and they will bring the sheriff over there, and they will toss these people out of the house, and I would make sure, because they technically would be trespassing as holdovers, that she might press charges against them, especially for destruction of property. I know some of you out there, if it happened to you, you might take other matters into your hands. we won't discuss what those are. But, I mean, when you got, you know, illegal aliens in this country going on YouTube and other social media channels like TikTok and telling everybody, here's how you squat, here's how you move into a vacant home, and here's how you take it over. When you got junk like that going on, things can get ugly. Point blank ugly, if you get my drift. The Supreme Court has sided with Starbucks in a labor dispute with union activists. Believe it or not. Yeah, they were trying to unionize. The court's 9-0 opinion, written by Justice Thomas. The court has tended to rule for employers in recent years. Now imagine what would happen if they, you know, I mean, here's Starbucks making reportedly $36 billion a year in revenue. And then, of course, you have all of these people trying to unionize the store so they can jack up the prices. And see, a long time ago, I remember when I was running my little restaurant and coffee shop in Texas. I took an old 1941 railroad caboose and converted it. And we were charging $1 for a cup of coffee. Oh, you should have heard them bitch and complain about that. Oh, my dollar for a cup of coffee. Well, you get free refills. It's Hawaiian coffee. It's Kona. Come on. It's good stuff. You know, this is back in 1996. And now look. Oh, yes, I'll have a tri latte with a double shot. You know, come on. Really? And you're going to pay what? $8 for that? How? You see what I mean? And now if they unionize Starbucks, guess what? You're going to be paying $12 for a cup of coffee. Oh, I got to get their caffeine fix.
I need a shot of espresso, man.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. So Starbucks says no union. Yep. That's what they did. Reined in the National Labor Relations Board authority. Tesla shareholders approved Elon Musk's $56 billion compensation package. Boeing is investigating quality control problem on its undelivered 787 Dreamliners after discovering hundreds of fasteners have been incorrectly installed on the fuselages of some of their undelivered jets. Two people familiar with the matter said, oh, they got a whistleblower out there now. I've been reading the headlines. You know, they should just not even send those out. Ground the entire fleet of 787s. Now imagine you're flying on one of these Dreamliners, and all of a sudden the entire fuselage loosens up at 40,000 feet and comes apart. Yeah. And if you're not in your seat, guess what? You don't have your seatbelt on, guess what? You're going to get sucked out that fast. My gosh. And here, we're supposed to trust these people with their lives, right? Yep, people still get on airplanes. They still fly. They don't care.
I got insurance.
Yeah, right. That's not going to help you. In the health category, the FDA is telling vaccine makers to gear up now for the new COVID variant, KP2, an offshoot of the JN1. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, because all the ignorant out there are going to have to go get jabbed again. Yeah. Biden says, yeah, time to go get your 10th jab now. Oh, boy. Yeah. Stupid is as stupid does. All right, you guys, out of the gene pool. Come on. Give me a whistle. I'll blow it. Velvet beans, a closer look at their health benefits and uses. You know what they call them? Acuna purines. That's what they've been called. Traditionally used in Indian medicine for various health conditions. That's what they call them. Velvet beans. The potential health benefits include brain protection, anxiety, depression reduction, enhancement of male fertility, and support for heart health. Side effects may occur, but they're generally mild and can be managed with proper usage and monitoring. In other words, you know, don't eat them all. Safety precautions should be taken for certain populations, and dosage recommendations should be followed. Interactions with other medications and supplements may be possible, so it's important to consult a healthcare professional before using the velvet beans. I remember they used to call beans money. Remember that? They had these commercials out there. Oh, man, you paid 6 beans for them jeans? Remember that? Oh, yeah. All the head shops, you know, selling jeans and hash pipes and whatnot. Well, I'm taking you back a ways, aren't I? In the science and tech category, servers at GameStop, yeah, they had an annual shareholder meeting, and it was disrupted by computer problems yesterday. The servers all crashed. Why? Overwhelming interest in the stream. Everybody wanted to get on and see what was going on. They wanted to know what was going on with Rainbow Kitty. All these things. They wanted to chime in and see what's happening. And they crashed the system. Roaring Kitty, that's what it is. The debacle comes amid a new meme stock craze that surged when Keith Gill, known as Roaring Kitty Online, resumed posting on his social accounts after going dark for more than 3 years. Gill gained notoriety in the online trading realm for his big bets on the stock, spurring a frenzy among retail traders. So no wonder everybody was on there. They're all trying to get the inside scoop. Wow. Traders been closely monitoring Roaring Kitty's positioning as his active selling could knock out the price of the stock. Elon Musk, meanwhile, even though he got his compensation package, he's been sued by 8 ex-SpaceX employees for wrongful termination and sexual harassment. Sounds like fun, huh? Of course he denied it all. Yep, what can I say? Wow, it's pretty crazy news headlines today, huh? In the surveillance state category, we told you about the Commerce Department's way to digitize the identities of everybody that are getting public benefits. Well, what happens when you're not getting public benefits anymore? I mean, they're going to track you all the way to the grave. Isn't that fun, knowing that? And, of course, for those of you out there that don't understand what mouse jigglers are, we have a picture of that on our email blast so you can actually look. This is because Wells Fargo has fired remote worker employees because they're using mouse jigglers. See, what they're doing is they're using the jigglers, and you can, like I said, we have a picture of them online here, and you can jiggle these things around, and what they basically do is make it look like the mouse is moving all over the place. So basically, it allows the remote employee working out of the home, whether you're playing solitaire or goofing off, looking at Amazon or whatever, shopping online when you're supposed to be working, it makes it look like you're faking it, you're faking work. Wells Fargo dialed in on this stuff, discovered they were using them, and fired a bunch of people for doing it. In a new disclosure with the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, that's FINRA, first reported by Bloomberg, it terminated over a dozen employees in its wealth and investment management unit over their use of the mouse jigglers. Wow. These things cost between $6 and $25. Google Trends shows a massive search spike for these devices in 2022. Well, that's when a lot of people decided, oh, yeah, we'll work remotely. Major banks, including Chase and Goldman Sachs, were among the most aggressive institutions in ordering workers back to the office after the government enforced lockdowns. The jigglers just proof of the unintended consequences of remote working. Instead, employers micromanaging their workforce with mass surveillance, perhaps implementing baseline objectives for them. Amazing how that works. Now, I wanted to also go over a category, food prepping, gardening, farming, and homesteading. People do have a right to eat, right? If you live near a chicken farm, and I actually went in, looked at the case, and I posted it so you can access it, the Texas Supreme Court has intervened in a lower court nuisance case. So if you've lived near a chicken farm, you probably notice a certain foul odor that emanates from the farm during certain times of the year. Many of these farms raise broilers for meat, which ends up in the grocery stores, courtesy of Sanderson Farms, who supplies the young chicks to the farms to grow into table-sized broilers, right? This case revolves around a nuisance claim from nearby homeowners who brought suit against two poultry farms located on a single tract of rural land in Henderson County, southeast Dallas, Texas, right? The neighbors complained the odors from the farms were a nuisance, causing them discomfort and annoyance. A jury found the odors were a temporary nuisance, and the trial court granted permanent injunctive relief that effectively shut down the farms. Ouch. The farm owners and operators appealed, challenging the injunction on three grounds: whether the trial court abused its discretion in finding imminent harm, whether equitable relief was unavailable because damages provide an adequate remedy, and whether the scope of the injunction is overly broad. This is the 92-page ruling. The Supreme Court of Texas upheld the trial court's authority to grant the injunction, rejecting the first two challenges. However, the court concluded that the trial court abused discretion in crafting the scope of the injunction, which is broader than necessary to abate the nuisance. Therefore, the court reversed in part and remanded for the trial court to modify the scope of the injunctive relief. See, and there has to be a happy medium in all of this. The lower court went to extreme, effectively shutting down the farms without first considering what the operations could do to remediate the odors and potentially the black drift that plants like this cause. Anybody ever heard of black drift? This is the stuff that basically floats through the atmosphere and turns, you know, here you have a chicken farm and you got homeowners that just painted their house a nice, beautiful light color like white or beige or something like that. And all of a sudden they wake up one day and they notice their house is starting to turn dark and darker and darker. And next thing you know, over the course of several months, one side of their house facing the chicken plant looks black. That's called black drift, folks. Now, these Asian plant operators that are running the show over there in Texas are going to have to spend a bunch of money on how to abate the odors. Amazing how that works, right? Debbie in Indiana, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I just want to tell people to be careful where you take your kids swimming at. Because my granddaughter in Pennsylvania took her kids swimming at a little beach, and they all got mouth, hand, and foot disease.
Ooh.
And they found out other kids that were swimming there got it too.
These are freshwater lakes?
All I know is it was like a small beach.
Yeah, well, see, I would be looking into get an overhead map like on Google Earth and find out what factories and plants are upstream from wherever those water sources are. Any number of things could happen. I mean, you know, they pollute the water that they're swimming in, and the next thing you know, the algae forms and all sorts of other garbage. I mean, this is happening in the Chattahoochee. I'm going to blow this. It's the river that dumps out of Fort Myers. Caloosahatchee. I'll get that right. And see, this is where you get red tide and all the algae blooms and everything else, and people get sick. So, yeah, thanks for the warning, Debbie. I appreciate that. Have yourself a quality weekend. NIH documents show $1.6 billion spent on long COVID initiatives have fallen very far short of goals. They launched this billion recover initiative in early 2021 to understand, prevent, and develop potential treatments for long COVID. They set deadlines. But what happened? According to documents obtained by the Sick Times, Muckrockin' Stat through the Freedom of Information Act, the goals outlined, well, what they ended up doing, they ended up hiring data collection instead of clinical trials that test the therapies of the treatments. Amazing how that works, huh? Wow. We also have an article on in the pet news category we didn't have a chance to get to about why your dog licks you. There's a number of reasons for it. I think you find an interesting read. When we come back to the break, we're going to spend the next hour with Justin Noble. He has a book out called Petroleum 238, talking all about oil and how it has radiation in it. Oh, you stay tuned. This is crazy. We'll be right back.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.